Hi everyone, hope you're well. This week, of course, is Yom HaTzmaut, the Israeli Day of Independence. And it's the 70th birthday since, of course, on that day in May 1948, when the State of Israel was born. And so really today, celebrating Israel is of such absolute importance. Coming together on Yom HaTzmaut for a ceremony and, of course, to party together and dance together. I remember in my first yeshiva, my first place of learning, I came back from holiday in a home, in Britain, of course, at the time, to my yeshiva to start my learning again on Yom HaTzmaut. So I'd finished the between-term holiday and came back to start learning again. And the day was Yom HaTzmaut. And my first yeshiva was very much about different paths in Torah. There are different ways to be. And so what that meant was that on Yom HaTzmaut, often they would have a debate about Yom HaTzmaut, about the values of Yom HaTzmaut. And I found that very difficult. For me, if you have a problem, then don't celebrate. But of course, it is a day of celebration. And I suppose debates we must have. Jewish sovereignty has really been far from cost-free for us as a people, both in regards to our own internal relations between groups of Jews and our relations with our neighbours. But sometimes we need to set those debates aside. We need to put them out of our mind. And this Wednesday night, we have a chance to get together, come to our synagogue, feel solidarity, remember those who fell for Israel, and dance together, as so many danced together on the streets of Jerusalem and elsewhere on 1948. And we can also therefore connect to that very, very internal, very visceral feeling of longing for the land of Israel and of longing for Jerusalem. A feeling I remember I had when I first went to Jerusalem. And I remember walking through the museum to the Six-Day War in Givat HaTachmoshet in Mount Scopus. Going through the rooms, seeing the faces of those who'd given up their lives for the state, and hearing the beautiful song Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Jerusalem of Gold, and being in tears and having that sense of longing, that sense of such deep connection to what Israel means for us in our generation. And so I wish you a Chag Hatzmaut Sameach, a great Yom Hatzmaut. Let's be together in shul, let's enjoy Yom Hatzmaut, let's dance together. And then let's continue afterwards the discussion, the debate with love about where we want our Medina, our state, to go in the next tens, decades of years.